tonight, apart from anything else, you've got the grand final, the celebrations ready for tomorrow, and you've got something happening at the Manchester Unity building because they're going to turn on the lights. The man who's behind all this, and he's a resident in the building, but he's been laboriously just improving bits and pieces of it along the way. He's the director of Smile Solutions. His name is Dr. Keir Pajuhesh. Have him on the line now. Doctor, good afternoon.
Hello, Darren. How are you?
Well, I'm well. I've been reading about your progress for some time, actually. This passion you have for the Manchester Unity building, I share it, actually. I went in there once looking for an office space, and I thought, what a magic building it is.
It is a magical building. I think you'll probably find most Melburnians will probably be behind you and say it's probably their most loved building in Melbourne.
Yeah. So when did you move in? I presume you just moved in as a tenant, or did you buy one of the offices? What did you do?
Well, I first bought the mezzanine level on... in 2003, so that was 10 years ago, and
right.
It's been a slow progress of acquiring more property through the building.
Okay, and what have you changed so far, and what do we expect? Can we expect to see tonight?
In terms of changes, we've systematically gone through and renovated various spaces in the building, including the rooftop and the tower, the original boardroom of the building, and as far as tonight, we are looking to celebrate the 80th birthday of the Grand Old Dame.
Okay, and you obviously have installed new lights, or these permanent lights, or these that we'll be able to see in future, or these just for the occasion?
No, permanent lights. Back in 1932, the lights were lit for the first time by Sir Stanley Argyle, the Premier at the time. 80 years later, we are relighting the building again with the assistance of Mr. Ted Bailey.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so nightly or Friday nightly we'll be able to see them?
Well, the plan is to have them on every night. Obviously, they won't be on for the whole night,
no.
But the plan is to have them on at night so that we can have the crown of Melbourne shining again.
That sounds fantastic. Well, we'll look forward to it, and it's getting dark, so it should be happening very soon.
Very soon. Thank you very much.
Thanks for talking to me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's the man who's behind the restoration of the Manchester Unity building, Dr. Keir Pajuhesh. Take some more of your calls.